Niall, you heard it here first. You're just after flying in with the wind as well. I mean, you're just back from Kazakhstan, of all places.
Yes, about as far away from seabirds as you can get on planet Earth. Very, very far inland, quite close to the border with Western China. Kazakhstan. So you might be wondering, why on earth was I there?
Why on earth were you there?
I'm glad you asked, Jerry.
I was going to.
It was for work with BirdLife International. So Birdwatch Ireland, who I obviously work for, we're the Irish partner of BirdLife International. And every few years, they hold a partnership meeting for the partners in different regions. We're part of the region of Europe and Central Asia. And very often these meetings are in places like Brussels or Berlin or places like that, which means sometimes the Central Asians feel a bit left out, you know, we're to Europe and Central Asia. So this time it was in Almaty in Kazakhstan. And there were representatives from 46 different countries around the region there, including our two newest BirdLife partners from Armenia and Albania. So welcome to them. And we were there to discuss strategies for the future and to talk about things like citizen science, you know, mobilising people like Moonico's Wild listeners to contribute their data to science, to talk about the impacts of climate change, which links indirectly to the effects on these storms and how that affects things like great shearwaters. We're talking very much actually about how seabirds are affected by these changing weather patterns and how on migration it can really catch them out. We're talking a lot about things like renewable energy and how to provide support to that and make sure that the wildlife is protected and enhanced by these projects. And also it was just to get that wonderful energy, that vibe you get
from
working.
Talking shop now, was it?
Yes, but we need that sometimes. We do.
Now,
They did have some field trips thrown in as well. And the nice thing is because, you know, sometimes you get birders, you know, who work, a lot of people who are birders work for these organisations and they're very used to seeing all these birds around.
Please don't make me jealous, please.
Like a busman's holiday sort of thing.
I'm just going to say a couple of species names that maybe So Eric might. So we had a flock of about 40 Pallas's sand grouse, Eric. We had a flock of about 30 Saxall sparrows, regional endemic, white-winged lark. So that's the last lark in the Collins Guide I had to see.
I love it.
We had a flock of twite, which is, you know, a bird we have in Ireland, but a weird
pink
range.
Pink-rumped rose finch, I think they're called, in some parts of Asia,
nice.
Yes.
But one of the best things of all, just on Saturday morning, because I literally just got back yesterday morning, they arranged this field trip for us in this remote village in a place called Alton Emil National Park, about a 400-kilometre drive from the city of Almaty, where we were. Though when you look at the map of Kazakhstan, it looks like you haven't moved. It's such a vast country. We're waiting for our bus anyway, and three birds just fly right over the roof of our single-story hotel, flapping really strangely. Everyone was like, that's a very weird flight pattern. Big broad wings, almost no tail, curved beak. There are three wall creepers
flew right over our heads.
And we're in the middle of a big flat steppe. There's no mountains for anywhere. And so these birds must have been migrating. I never thought I'd see them there. It's totally unexpected. For those who don't know, this is a bird that is very much associated with the vertical cliffs in the high mountains. It's a relative of the tree creeper and of the nuthatch, which people may know from Britain or the continent. But it doesn't really look like that. It's a wonderful grey bird with pink and black wings. It looks like a butterfly when it flies. And they're absolutely astonishing. And it was the last thing I expected to see.
So you were doing that on Saturday morning. I was doing a bird survey in Westmeath. So, yeah.
any wall creepers, Palace of Sandgrass?
No wall creepers at all.
Niall, the suffix Stan, as in Kazakhstan, means country, I believe. Is that correct?
Yeah, it is. So,
and that there are seven countries in the world with the suffix Stan. Could you name them? Could any listener listening to the radio now scream out the seven countries?
I think I probably can.
Go on then, I'll tell you if you're right, because I happen to know them.
So we have Kazakhstan.
Yeah.
Kyrgyzstan.
Yep.
Uzbekistan.
Yep.
Tajikistan.
Yep.
Turkmenistan.
Yep.
Afghanistan.
Yep.
Pakistan.
Correct! Yep. Yay! Well done, Niall.
Interestingly, in many, particularly Muslim countries, they use that word. So actually, in English, so those seven. But I was really interested in places like Turkey and in the Middle East. They refer to Greece as Yunanistan.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I remember some countries they call Hungary Majaristan. So, yeah, it's, you know, maybe Iristan?
I don't know. Why not?